Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Jetstream Federal Credit Union's Jeannie Cusey talking about their credit union turnaround story and how becoming a CDFI certified organization played a significant role in that. So check it out. Hey, you guys have had a lot of success recently at Jetstream. We were just talking about, before we started recording, about you guys moving into your new headquarters this past summer. Congratulations on that. You got a cool-looking logo going on behind you, and it's, I'm so happy for you guys, because when you first arrived at Jetstream, things weren't so, upbeat or on the upswing. Things were kind of going the other direction. Can you tell me what that was like coming in as the new CEO?
Sure. Anytime a new CEO walks through the door, I think it's uncomfortable for everybody. And of course, it takes a little while, no matter how approachable you are, to build the trust and rapport with your staff. Yeah. But I really had to have a sense of urgency about that. I came here in mid-2009. Halfway through the year, the credit union had lost over $800,000.
Good grief.
Our ROA was negative 67 basis points. And that was some of that was due to the corporate credit union crisis, certainly the downturn in the economy. Yeah. I know that was a tough time for credit unions in general, mm-hmm. but it was particularly tough at Jetstream. And beyond that, all of the growth trends were negative. Mm-hmm. So they'd been running off lending, didn't know how to maintain, you know, the membership once loans were paid off and things like that. And, you know, I thought when you go through the interview process, you have access to a lot of information from the NCUA, from the recruiter, from the board. Mm-hmm. And through that process, I really thought that the cure to all that was ailing the credit union might be the implementation of a sales culture. And I had taken a lot of time to develop that implementation before I came here. Mm-hmm. But when I came here and actually looked around and saw what was going on, we really needed to go more back to basics.
Yeah.
So we had issues. We never had a full-time trainer. The employees felt that they weren't trained, that they didn't know the policies and procedures. They couldn't even find the policies and procedures. So it was interesting.
That's a little troubling. That's a red flag right there.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that surprised me. So basically, I did eventually about a few months later bring in an efficiency analyst firm to assist me because it was a bigger job than I could do alone. Mm-hmm. But we hired a full-time trainer. We developed an employee intranet and, updated all the policies and procedures. Mm-hmm. I know I have a lot of credit union friends out there, and if they're watching this, they'll probably say, yeah, she called me for a few policies and procedures.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's great. That's what I tell my staff all the time. There's no need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
But you do need to network and have friends.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's the beauty of our industry, too, is like you can call up your friends and go, hey, I've got this issue. I know you've been through mm-hmm. it before. Can you help me out? What steps did you take? Or what do you think about? Or just bouncing ideas off of, you know, fellow CEOs, fellow peer, that type of stuff. I mean, it's a wonderful thing in this industry that we can share.
I couldn't agree with you more. It is. It really is kind of the hallmark of our industry. And I certainly take advantage of that. And, you know, I also help other credit unions on the flip side. So, certainly I feel that we contribute a lot. But, yes, I'm not shy about calling people up and asking for help when needed. There were a lot of inefficiencies. We had to kind of revamp the procedures to kind of cut down on the time. We added a lot of products and services. We're only $172 million, but we have all of the products, including remote deposit capture for
Beautiful.
Mobile phone.
Yeah.
So we did add a good dozen products mm-hmm. and services. More significant would be we added business lending 4 years ago, and our portfolio now is over $16 million, no delinquencies.
Wow.
Yeah, it's exciting. And we realized, and I know we're going to talk about the low income mm-hmm. in a bit, but we realized that we weren't really serving all of the lending needs of our membership, and we really became experts in the subprime and the CD and E paper at underwriting it and, of course, managing the collection side. Mm-hmm. Those would be the bigger things that really enabled us to turn the credit union around from
to
a financial.
Right that ship, by golly. Well, and another one of the things that you did as well is become a CDFI certified organization.
Yes.
And that also was a big boost for you guys as well. Can you tell us about that and why you did that?
Yeah, the credit union had started as the FAA credit union, and the FAA employee is a six-figure salary. But when we became community, we opened our doors to low-income membership, and we hadn't really done enough to align our products and services to serve that demographic. Mm-hmm. And that was, I felt, one of the biggest reasons that we weren't retaining members. You know, if you're an A-plus credit FAA member, you have so many choices, and there's a lot of competition to get that business. Yeah. And trust me, we had to compete for it, and we didn't always win. The members coming through the door with $5 that needed a car loan, those are the members that we really weren't being flexible enough to serve, and, mm-hmm. and we found ways to serve them. Mm-hmm. But you know, when I realized, I asked the NCUA to run a file for us, and they came back and said over 75% of our members were low income.
Really?
And that was even a lot higher than I realized.
Yeah.
So I started talking to peers, and it's so easy to do research, as you know, over the internet. Mm-hmm. And I did call a few CEOs that had low-income credit unions and CDFI and talk to them about the advantages. And it definitely made a lot of sense for us to do that. We partnered with CU Strategic Planning. Mm-hmm. And I believe you're familiar with them.
Yep.
They're in Tacoma.
Good
and,
folks.
Or I think they actually moved to Seattle now. But they were great partners with us, and they assisted us through the CDFI process. We didn't get the first grant we applied for, and I have to say that was disappointing because so much work goes into it.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, it really was. It's kind of like a part-time job, even with the help of CU Strategic Planning. It's still a considerable amount of work.
Yeah.
And our first grant was for a Wheels to Work program, which, of course, makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
The second grant, we applied for a grant to expand our small business lending. You know, I said we were in business lending for 4 years without any delinquency,
mm-hmm.
But that also shows we're not taking the risk that we probably
true,
should take
true.
To serve everybody's needs. So we did get that grant. It was funded in 2014, $1.2 million.
Nice.
So it was worth it. It was about a 3.5 year process from kind of beginning to receiving that grant. And it took us a little while to set up the small business lending program because mm-hmm. it is different underwriting criteria.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've lent a little over $1 million, and we've only spent $140,000 of this grant so far.
Really?
So we haven't even seen the financial impact. It will definitely have a financial impact over the next couple years.
Yeah.
But I think how the CDFI affected our turnaround hasn't been so much financial from this point, but really more of from a mission standpoint. I think
The
credit union kind of lost its mission when it went from FAA to community, and I think we just didn't really have a strong feel for who we were serving and why and what we needed to do,
mm-hmm.
and the CDFI process really forced us to just tighten that up and just really have a better map for where we wanted to go and why.
Yeah, you got to have that. That's the question right there, the big why, uh-huh. you know, and if you can answer that question, then you can, you know, you have a pretty good laser focus of where to go here. What benefits and funds or grants did you receive becoming a CDF? I mean, you mentioned the, what was it, $1.3 million that you guys received, and you've only spent, what, $140,000 of it so far?
Yeah, we actually have to, it's funny because we have to actually spend more of it. And you know, it's tough because we're all for the most part, I think, pretty conservative underwriters. And if we stretch the parameters, we want to insure ourselves maybe a bigger down payment some other factors, so we're not taking too much risk. So we have loosened the criteria, and we've really done some wonderful things in the community with these loans and small businesses. And I've never worked with a group of people that is more appreciative than the small business lenders we've served.
Mm-hmm.
We received a $5,000 grant initially to enhance financial literacy.
Oh, nice.
And we offer financial literacy in English and Spanish. Then we received a $100,000 grant, and that was before we were CDFI certified. And that grant was to assist a low-income emerging CDFI credit union. So what that did was it paid for salary and benefits for 2 years for an employee to assist me with all the data collection that was required to become a CDFI.
Very nice.
Then we received a $5,000 grant to add remote deposit capture. So you can use your phone, take a picture.
One of my favorite services ever.
Yes, it is great. And then we received the grant, $1.2 million. I'm not sure how that works out.
We'll just round up to 1.3. All right.
We'll put that last $9 to good use.
Why not?
And that would be the total. And there have been a couple grants that we didn't receive along the way. One was the Large Wheels to Work, and there was another one for a reality fair. Mm-hmm. But you know, certainly at this point, I can say it is a financial investment and certainly a time investment. Right. And you do have to realize it's going to take a few years to get from low income to CDFI mm-hmm. to receiving a significant mm-hmm. grant. But at this point, I can say it's well worth it.
Exactly. And the rewards, I'm not talking monetary rewards, but the rewards mm-hmm. in the community and what you guys do for the community just it enhances your brand, I guess, in the community, builds the trust and the loyalty with the things that you can do with those funds within the community, yeah. which is just, I mean, that's the real reward, I think. And
yeah, it is. It's very satisfying. And the variety of businesses we've assisted, certainly we've financed delivery trucks, baking equipment. We helped launch an empanada maker, and boy, it was sure nice being able to sample a box of
take advantage of that.
Yeah, and then there was a lady here that designed workout and dancewear, and she needed a loan so that she could advertise. And sure enough, I saw an advertisement for her apparel line in the back of a women's fitness magazine that I was reading out by the pool the other
right
weekend.
On.
I almost jumped out. I was so excited.
It's working.
Yeah, there was one of the recent loans we did funded was for an after-school tutoring center, and the after-school tutoring center caters to children with ADHD, and they have the normal desk and computer, mm-hmm. and underneath there's a bicycle, so the kids can ride a bike and burn off all their energy while they're sitting there working. It was just, I'd never heard of that. It was
great idea.
Mm-hmm. So I could go on and on, but it has been very fulfilling, and it certainly word spreads. Now we're just funding loans right and left via word of mouth.
Good for you. And there's another aspect to this CDFI adventure you guys have been on, and it's embarking your staff to be your entire staff is
yes.
community development. I'm looking at my notes here. Community development certified financial counselors. And what does that mean? And how has that benefited your credit union?
Well, and that's a program that was recommended to us by CU Strategic Planning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess our team members were able to provide credit counseling to a certain degree, but our members' needs are so great. We have a very large percentage of members that are newly arrived immigrants. A large percentage of them are from Cuba, mm-hmm. where the financial system is different. Mm-hmm. They really just don't have any concept of money management.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted our employees to be better able to manage their finances so that they could, you know, better assist our members.
Exactly.
So
practice what you preach.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a fairly extensive program. Of course, depending on your skill level and how long you've been in the business, you might get through it in a few days or a week or so forth.
Yeah.
But it taught all the employees about money management and budgeting, building credit, buying or leasing an auto, buying a home, saving for college, saving for retirement. And there's even a section on predatory lending.
Oh, very good.
It really is, because we do find so many of the new immigrants are victimized.
Of course.
And even the buy here, pay here, car dealers, mm-hmm. they're very prevalent down mm-hmm. in Miami. And we put every employee through this training. We even had a gentleman that's in college. He's back office. He does scanning, but we had everybody go through it, and I was one of the first people to go through it. And Vanessa, that's the employee who was hired by the very first grant to help
us through
the CFI certification process. She would call the employees, keep track of everybody's project, and really call and help them, and did they need assistance, or she noticed or congratulate them when they completed the program. And it took about 2 months. We got everybody through. So felt that, no matter what your job is at the credit union, you have the potential to better manage your finances, mm-hmm. to assist families and friends, neighborhoods, classmates, and of course, our main goal, our members.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so looking forward, Jeannie, is like, what goals do you have for your credit union, kind of leveraging the CDFI not only the funds, but also the sort of the staff-wide certification. I mean, I'm sure you guys have some sort of long-term plans going here because, you know, that's what it's all about. And so, I mean, you guys are really on the upswing, it sounds like.
Well, we do want to, everybody went through the training, but we definitely plan more future training.
Oh, good.
To help them with role playing. Somebody says they want to get a loan to send their child to college. What do you do? And break down each section and kind of have the role playing and the cheat sheets to go along with it. And as far as the grant, right now, this $1.2 million grant gives us a great opportunity to expand small business lending. Like I said, we've done about $1.5 million so far. Mm-hmm. The loans do take a little longer to add up dollar-wise because they are smaller. But our goal is to just really perform on this grant and you know, get the money out there. We've got some great employees in place. You know, they're going around to the different chambers and various different community groups and letting them know the money's there. And we're certainly always encouraging every small business owner that thanks us for their loan to please pass the word on.
Of course, yeah. Nothing better than word of mouth.
Exactly. And we just want to perform on this loan. And, you know, there is a certain compliance aspect that you're required. There's no free lunch, basically. Oh, it is a grant from the U.S. Treasury. So we have the compliance side, which we're working on. And, and our goal is to just make this successful and certainly apply for and hopefully receive future grants down the road and really strengthens our community. Mm-hmm. And it does add jobs.
No doubt. No doubt. And this is a perfect example of using money as a tool, you know, really, yes. I mean, that's what it is. It's really a tool and leveraging it and using it for good to make I think it's just making the community better. You know, that's what it gets down to, you know, and improving everyone's economic situation. And you live in an area or the credit union in the area, the Miami-Dade County and that whole area. Right. I mean, like you said, your credit union serves the stat was 75% was low income. My gosh. I mean, think of the lives you're changing.
It is amazing. And we recently did a study, 63% of our consumer loans are made to low income residents.
Good grief. Wow. So. That's fantastic. that's a positive. My gosh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, Jeannie, to wrap up here, what advice do you have for other credit unions out there looking to do something similar to what you guys did? I mean, you are a classic turnaround story and you guys are doing some really good stuff out there and it looks like there's no end in sight for you guys. So what advice do you have for other credit unions looking to do the same?
Well, I would definitely encourage low incomes to pursue the CDFI process. You know, really, we exist to serve the people in our community, and you can better serve those people with the additional resources that the CDFI certification and grant process offers. And I would say, understand it's a financial investment initially. Mm-hmm. It is a considerable time investment, even if you partner with an organization is really, you know, on the ball as CU strategic planning is. You have to be patient. I think I wasn't patient enough when we lost that first grant. I'm a little crushed, I have to say. But know that it'll be about a 2 or 3 year process, maybe even a 4 year process, you know, with respect to starting with low income designation, CDFI certification, and then applying and receiving a significant grant from the Treasury Department.
Gotcha. As my dad always told me, nothing worthwhile is easy. You know, there's a lot of hard work behind it and then you get the rewards afterwards. And that's the perfect story for you guys. I mean, you guys, there was a lot of hard work in your turnaround. There's a lot of hard work in, you know, CDFI, getting a CDFI grant and all that stuff. But I mean, you guys are proof in the pudding that you put the hard work in, you can do it. So, I mean, this is a wonderful story. Thank you very much for sharing, Jeannie. I appreciate this.
Thank you so much, Mike.